The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
They've been teasing it for months, and I'm very excited to announce that Westlife's brand new album, Wild Dreams, comes out on November 26th. I'll be playing the first single, Starlight, very, very soon, but not until I chat to my own two personal favourites, Shane Filan and Nicky Byrne. Hello, lads.
That was a nice intro, wasn't it?
That was nice.
Did you like that?
Key is not very happy in the background.
Key is actually first. I promise. No, you're all the same to me. You're all superstars. How have you been?
Yeah, really good, actually. Yeah, it's nice to be back at work. Nice to be doing interviews again, and nice to be talking about our new album that we've been kind of hiding for the last 9 months.
It's 9 months it's been in the making. Did you assume you were going to make a new album? Because you only released an album not long ago, 2019. So, was this always on the cards, or were you kind of like in lockdown, right, let's do something?
It wasn't on the cards at all. So we were 7.5 years apart in 2012 when we split up, and then we came back for the reunion late 2019 and did the reunion tour and then the album. And then we had just finished the tour and lockdown happened, and we were actually planning a second tour. So obviously that got completely canned and stuff, and there were bigger problems in the world than tours going amiss. So that didn't bother us, but we kind of sat down like everyone else in our houses, you know, during lockdown, double masked up, going to the shop with gloves on, going, you know, COVID is outside, close the windows, when we all didn't know what we were facing. And then we had a weekly Zoom, and we kind of decided, well, you know what, we should probably try and do something. So that was when the album idea came into play, and we were all obviously away from each other. And then with modern technology, we were able to hook up with some old friends, producers who, for example, Shane and Mark wrote some songs with Rami, who wrote When You're Looking Like That. He lives in LA. So it wasn't about having to get to LA and stay in the hotel room and all that stuff. You could link up on Zoom. And I wrote some songs with Picture This. So the album kind of came together really creatively, really organically, without sounding, you know, silly. And it was lovely because we were able to express ourselves and get stuck into that. We didn't really have a date. We had no timeline. We just signed a new record deal. And it just came together, I would even say longer than 9 months. I'd say, you know, from
probably
the first time.
We're talking about it a year, probably, yeah. About a year. It was the only thing we could do was actually make music because everything else was closed, you know. So there's a lot of songs on this album that are coming from the band, which is amazing, you know. And that's a new kind of thing for us. And we're very excited about it. Really, really excited for people to hear Starlight especially. But the album in general is quite exciting. It's quite modern. It's quite upbeat. And there'll be some surprises on there, I think.
Ooh. Surprises. We'll get to the new single Starlight in a second, but you were talking about being creative in terms of creating the music and coming up with your own music, but you had to be very, very creative in how you recorded it, because I believe there was a rig that was kind of brought around from house to house.
When you look at the album credits on the back, I mean, there's so many studios mentioned on it. And some studios not mentioned on it, like living rooms and sitting rooms that, you know, this album with different parts have been done.
We face
our own challenge, a bit like you broadcast, and I'm sure during it all you broadcasted from home. I saw Mairead in her kind of, you know, kind of hot press with towels around her. And it was the same for us, you know. People with office jobs were working from home, but so were radio presenters and TV presenters and bands and stuff. And it was a challenge because not only did we have to have two laptops, two Zooms going, hooked up to the engineer, hooked up to the producer and wherever he was, we then had to assemble our microphone stands and screw stuff in. And, you know, there was no runner coming in going, I'm sorry, Nicky, that's not the right height for you. It was fun, and everything from Wi-Fi dropping out and the doorbell going and kids coming up from school and dogs barking, and it's all on there. It's all featured within this album, so you'll have to listen out for the little nuggets, see if you can hear them.
Oh, I love it. So the new single Starlight is out today. I had a sneaky little listen of it. The first note, I was like, sold, I'm in, I love it. And the whole way through it, I was like, I can already see this being performed in Parky Cueve next August. I'll be there front and center, so look out for me. I can tell where the pyrotechnics are going to come in. And then I heard the song and I was like, there's no way they're going to get a key change in here. It's already perfect. And then the key change.
Pamela, the key change is there. Do you know what? It's a song that we felt, it was so upbeat. It was such a positive song. And the more we got into the song, the more we got into the production, even lyrically, it's very, very positive. It's very, very hopeful as a song. It's very looking forward to, I suppose, the future and kind of everyone just wanted to be happy. So it's a very happy song. So we felt like we haven't had a key change. We're like, could we put a key change in this song? And then we thought, and then we did it and we listened back to it. We were like, it has to stay.
That's we know what we have. We have two versions. We have a version without a key change.
Yeah, always and a version with a key change.
And then it was sent around us all. And we're, well, boys, what do you prefer? Do you want to go with this? And we're like, we have to go with it.
Yeah. It's such a happy song. And it's a happier song with the key change. And I think, you know, Westlife obviously are famous for it. But and we haven't had one in a very long time. So we kind of went, no, Hello My Love didn't have one. And we thought, this definitely is a song that could have a key change. And it's a great song to perform. It's a great song to sing.
My only fear is that this key change is going to up. See, we're getting older now, Pamela. I know we don't look it and all that, but we certainly are feeling it. And
look younger.
Even the key change in World of Our Own, and we did it on the recent tour 2 years, which is now 2 years ago, obviously. But we look at each other during that, going, "How many more of these courses do we have to get to?" And this is similar. This is up there. In fact, this is higher.
Look, it's a great song, Pamela. We're very, very excited about it. We think the fans, it's great to hear somebody, you know, obviously hearing it, that's not us, and that's liking it.
I have been filling in for Ian Dempsey all week, which is, you know, pretty big deal. And I think my record of my heart rate was 101. So I'm just going to check it now and see what we're at. 116. So that's pretty good, I think. That's lovely. I'm wondering, are ye competitive
that's good,
people?
That's good. Like that's usually about, like, you know, when you're doing about 8 BPMs on the treadmill.
Oh, I'm in the cardio zone, fapping, baby. This is my gym for the day.
That's good.
So, would you say you're competitive people?
Competitive?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I think you have to be in life, no matter what you're involved in or what kind of job you have, or you know.
Some would you be like slightly competitive between each other? Because I do have a little game.
No, I knew there was a quiz coming.
No,
it's a quiz of sorts.
I'm gonna say Nicky could be the most competitive man in the entire planet.
We're laughing.
Okay, right, what's
so
the quiz?
The game. So it's quite simple. You should be very good at it. I'm gonna read out a line from a Westlife song, and all you have to do is either say the next line for 1 point, or you can sing the next line for 2 points.
Okay.
Oh, it is completely up to you. So I'm going to go with Shane first.
Oh, that's grand. We don't have to jump in.
No.
Oh, okay.
So Shane, if you're happy to go first, I'll put 30 seconds on the clock and you can either sing it back to me or say it back to me. Now, this is just my own personal excuse to get you to serenade me.
Your heart rate is going
to
explode now.
But if you are ready, we'll start. 30 seconds on the clock, Shane.
We've never done this version before, Pamela, ever in the world.
Game on.
I'm
going to beat you.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I bet she's never had a backstreet guy.
I bet a mama never told her why.
Oh, my God.
Can I get those points?
I think so.
What? But he wasn't allowed to speak.
Well, you were speaking. I'm a very fair person. Okay, we'll go for another one. Just jump in.
2 points. You can't do that again. You can't jump in.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Still Shane,
technically. I'm strong when I'm on your shoulders.
You raise me up to more than I can be.
10 points. That was gorgeous. Thank you. Yeah,
I hear.
So Shane's in the lead.
10-2, just like that. Boom.
Okay, number three for you, Shane. And oh my love, I'm holding on forever.
Reaching for love, it seems so far.
Is honestly the best day of my entire life.
All right, sure. Okay,
I'll give Shane one more and then we'll go to Nikki. Shane, but if I let you go, I will never know.
But my life will be holding you close to me, Pamela.
Get out.
Oh, my God. I don't even have one. Gone.
Oh.
Zero. Flatlined. Nikki will come to you. Okay, Nikki, you ready?
Yeah.
You'll find it in the strangest places.
You'll find it in the strangest places you never knew it could
That's
be.
A solid 10.
Okay.
I've lost track of the score, but I'm having a great time. I'm winning. Can't live my life this way, Nikki.
Can't live my life this way.
I know what it is, but I'm not saying.
You do not. Can't live my life this way.
That's the melody-ish.
Do it again. Do that melody again.
Can't live my life this way.
Ooda ba ba baby, please.
Oh.
Don't let me go.
This is better than my wedding day.
Everybody's popping out here, Pamela.
Perfect. Lads, it has been nothing short of an absolute pleasure. Shane, I do have one final question for you, which comes from my sister. And I'm not going to say which one because they'll kill me, but it's Carol. And Carol says,
Hi, Carol.
Yep. She says, when you locked eyes with me in Knock Airport and you smiled at me, did it mean as much to you as it did to me? Not being funny, but you seemed really into it.
Do you know what, Carol? I've never gotten over. I've always wondered who she was.
But you know, Shane
I've
is actually...
I've always wondered who she was and where she lived, and now I know who
now
she is.
Now I'll send you her haircut.
She looked at me funny.
Your wife is coming funny.
Right there, my wife's on the phone. Hi, Julian.
Lads, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Best of luck. Can't wait to see you next year.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.